Blog Talk Radio.
HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com.
Discussion and debate. We will discuss what makes the queen and what constitutes a hood rat and how
how we can reunite black man and black woman for the betterment of the black community. We will also talk about what to do when a black parent goes downtown and presses the white supremacist button of financial slavery. Hello, April. Hi. Are you there? April.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's good to hear from you. Nothing but the same old thing, trying to out here talk to our people about how we need to get together and be working with each other instead of involving the state into our lives. Because when two African-American people can't come together and do the best thing in the best interest of the child, and we go outside our black family structure and involve a structure that was mainly set up to destroy us and keep bitterness between us, and to use the platform of custody to run the other person into the ground. Now, I had to deal with some things earlier this week in family court. I faced the family court that I've been talking about for months, and it's very crazy. It's very crazy. They do not care about your child, and I just want to put out there that we need to think twice as an African people about involving others, especially state function organizations and agencies, into our lives, because they do not have our best interest at heart. And I've been challenging people to tell me a story when you involve the state into your life. I haven't heard one yet that somebody said, hey, the state came in and we're just fine, we're great, everybody is lovable and everything, but they focus on keeping tension in between the custodial and the non-custodial. And I just want to say this before I turn it over to you for the next 5 minutes to say what's on your mind this week. But this is your baby, this is your show, and I can't wait till you take it on all by yourself and we take this thing to another level. But what I want to say to you is the danger that involving the state into your life, into your family structure, is very real and is very destructive. Can you tell us anything, your point of view on that, and anything you want to say about what you've experienced this week or what you're going through or something important that we all should be thinking about?
I just want to reiterate that I agree with you 100%. The state does not have our children's best interest at heart at all, and they are pretty much about money. And, you know, basically I think their agenda is sometimes to, you know, destroy the black family on top of that, you know, to keep us down in you know, in a terrible position. So I just want to say that I agree with you on that. But, like I said, it starts with upbringing, you know, teaching our children about the system and how it works so they won't involve themselves when they get older. I do want to put a disclaimer out. I did have to get my hair redone today, so so if you hear some background noise, you need background noise?
You said you get your hair redone?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm supporting like this. Do you hear any background noise right now?
I can hear a little background. I thought you said you were getting your hair redone.
I am getting my hair redone. So I'm at a
okay, I hope you get it twisted up, sister.
Braided
up. Get Afrocentric on them, you know. Hold on, wait a minute. You ain't got no Koreans doing it, do you?
No, they're
African. All right, spending money in the black community. But go ahead with your point.
I'm supporting all black people, Africans, with it. You know, I try to support. But I did want to mention that, you know, black people right now, we're lacking in the communication department. So that has a lot to do. We can't communicate with each other, so we run to court when we shouldn't. So that has a lot to do with it. So I encountered that within my own personal relationship this week, you know, the lack of communication that we have when we're in a relationship with one another. So like I said, it starts with upbringing. First of all, we got to teach our children that the court system does not care about us, is not for us, and that's not the right way to go to rebuild the black family. And the second thing we need to focus on is when we do become adults, learning how to communicate effectively with one another within relationships, because communication is the key, you know, to us not breaking up. And even if we do break up, which sometimes does happen, we still able to effectively communicate with one another to where we don't have to go for and we can get to that point. So that's pretty much all that happened this week. I just realized how horrible Black people are with communicating with each other. I see it in the groups that I'm in, and I also see it in some of my relationships.
That is very true, because a lot of Black people and hood rats, that is the title of the show, and once you take this thing on, like I said, you can rename it if you want to, it's all yours. But when I say hood rats, I want people to understand, I am not saying the hood rat trip is not all about women. So I'm trying to tell people, because we got some male hood rats also out there in the community as well that's dragging the community down. But what I'm saying is, because I've seen it myself, and I've seen it recently when I went to family court. When I went to family court, there was a father who had got custody because his ex had done some drugs and whatnot, and he was there beating her into the ground. So either that is not a good thing, and we need to shy away from it. We need to understand that these child service systems were set up not in our best interest. And I got something actually I want to ask you about a hood rat situation, because you have this background in psychology and you have this background in mental health counseling. Now, my situation arose when I was with a person. And I saw some inappropriate things, and when I pointed these inappropriate things out, then I became the enemy. It seemed like it was a little family secret. It seemed like it was okay, but let me tell you, and I want to ask you, since you're a professional and you're a deep sister and you engage in deep thought, was I wrong?
Right.
Okay, I was in a situation where I was with a lady, she already had a child, she had a 4-year-old child, and she was pregnant, with my child, and and her dad would walk around the house in just his shirt and underwear, his skid mark ass underwear, and he would sit and he would hold her child, which is his granddaughter, that's 4 years old. He got drawers on, she got panties on, and I thought it was inappropriate for that child to be sitting in his lap. Even though that's her granddad, I thought it was inappropriate, and I called attention to it, and I would get up and walk out of the room whenever I saw what happened, and I became the enemy. I just want to ask you, from a psychological standpoint, was I wrong of that to a 4-year-old in panties, a little girl in panties, sitting in the lap of a grown-ass man in his job, even though he is a granddad? I'm saying, you're not wrong for that.
You weren't wrong.
I thought it was highly inappropriate, myself.
Right. So
if you had pants and shorts on or something like that, but you got a T-shirt and your underwear on and you got your granddaughter with the panties on sitting dead in the middle of your lap, I thought it was inappropriate.
Right. So you weren't wrong, but they necessarily weren't wrong either. Like I said, it depends on how you're raising. And the reason why I say that, because maybe they grew up like that, and they didn't
see
any harm.
That goes to what you just said earlier. It's all about raising and how you was raised. I was raised in a way that I never saw that kind of stuff happen. And a grown man would not just walk around in front of everybody with just his underwear on.
Mm-hmm.
It was just highly inappropriate. And when I kept bringing attention to that, and then it was like, this was normal. And this is another thing, too, and then I'm going to say this last thing, and then I'm going to let you say whatever you want to say. But that was the first incident. The second incident was I had a female, you know, sister, nice looking sister, whatever. We had a good relationship. I get off work, everything all good. Group cook. You get there, you know, every day she met me either butt naked or had Victoria's Secret day out. I mean, we had all. So one day I come in and her dad pulls up and we coming up the steps at the same time, and I'm thinking to my head, I told him, I said, you want me to go get her and come out? He said, no, I'm coming on up. And I was thinking to myself, and so tell him how she's going to open the door. And so we come in, and when we come in, she had lingerie laying around. She was burning. It was all good. It was like every day to me. But he came in, sees the lingerie, and he leaves upset and sick. And I asked her, what is he sick about? And she's like, well, you know, I'm in the shower. He's in the lingerie. He just felt bad. Okay, you got a 4-year-old daughter. You're 2 months pregnant now. Do nothing. You're fucking. What is he upset about? You know, when I saw all of these things that were added up, I had to get out there and to legitimize my concerns. She went through the family court and did everything she tried to do to try to come after me, and she waited about 5 years. She waited 5 years. She wouldn't ever see the child. She waited 5 years before she ever went downtown and pressed the white supremacy button of financial slavery. And I was like, this is just—it's just truly odd. There's so many things going on out there in our community. We need to understand. We need to raise our children together.
Mm-hmm.
With that man or woman, non-custodial parent, you got to understand, willing to work with that person. If they look at that person, if they don't have that money, you got to be willing. Is that person willing to watch the child during these hours? Is that person willing to encourage and build a self-esteem of that child? You don't, in our community, once we establish that case, whoever the custodial parent is, male or female, hood rat, they use that supremacy gun to try to beat down and drive the other person. And I can't understand how we can hate each other so much that we would turn to a supremacist system, and in the end, you might get this person for a while. You might, that supremacist system is going to join with you because they hate niggers too. Once you got to understand that in the long term, you're damaging the child. And I just can't understand how we hate ourselves and each other so much and can't dialogue that we are willing to risk the self-esteem, everything that's a child, just to get at the custodial parent.
Right. Well, like I said, to answer some of your questions, when it comes to your children, the parents are always right. So whatever the parents want for their children, that's what should happen. And so we need to get to a place where the mother and father decide on what goes for the kids. So that was the only problem that I see in that situation, because, like you said, different people have different upbringings, but the granddad of the child should not have had such a big say-so. So if you want him to put on pants to be around your child, then that's what he should have done, period. So, the mother of your child, when you got married?
Yeah, and the thing about that is we need to get to a point between the black male and black woman where we can sit down and try to work these issues out. We can try to work these issues out. We need to get rid of both male and good rats, because there are a lot of male hood rats out there I did not even know until I really got deep into it. And I even talked to a guy, and me and the guy we've been friends for a very long time, and he was actually sitting there bragging about how he was dogging her out. She messed around and got confused. He was bragging about how he was dogging her out, and I was like, bro, I said, you're the black face of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if that sister is trying to be everything she can be, if she's trying to better herself, if she's trying to get a job, if she's trying to be a better person in the African-American community, and I don't care if she's going out telling people to stay off drugs, stop selling drugs, do all this. If she's doing, they're trying to better themselves for the black community as a whole, why would you use the nuclear option of the white supremacist in downtown? And he was like, they're like, no, for you one person, you can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
About a year later, I guess he felt some, and they went and worked it out. And to me, that's one of the proudest moments that I can claim and I can talk to at the grassroots level, that this brother let his animosity, he let his bitterness, his anger go, and he went to her and see and realize, hey, we are co-parents. We both created this child, and there's no thing about the female side. There's no thing about, well, I carried him 9 months like you got my control. And that's another thing that sometimes I see just do. We got to stop convincing ourselves of these little small things and realize the best thing for a black child is to have co-parenting. Even if the parents are not together, they need to see these two parents are in it for the best of them. We do not need to keep putting our kids in the middle and using them as pawns for money and pawns to hurt the other person. We're destroying the black community. We're doing the white supremacist job to destroy them.
Right, right. Exactly. Another thing that I wanted to mention is the reason why that you're so cautious and you should be is because we have a culture of molestation, rape, and incest. It's happening a lot in our community, to be honest with you. So you have to protect your children from anything that's suspicious. So of course, you know, coming that is so prevalent in the black community, that's your duty to you as a father. So she should have respected that. Even if that's how they were raised, you have to, like I said, she has to respect your wishes as a father, period. So, like I said, that's where it comes into another thing that we need to instill morals and respect for each other. Like I said, you know, if she had respect for you and the proper morals, she would have understood that when it comes to your children, the mother and father, it stay with those unless they're harming their children. So that should have resolved the issue. It should have never been an issue because if you wanted him to put on pants while holding your child, that's what should have happened, period. See, but I don't want to say that they're wrong. See, I don't want to say that they're wrong because there may have been, you know, no harm on their part, and that may have been at their cousin, but it doesn't matter, you know, what their cousin. See, that's your, you and her child, so y'all should came to that conclusion. You know, if she didn't agree with it, y'all should have discussed it and came to a compromise, you know.
But like I was saying before, I looked at, I explained my disagreement and how I thought it was wrong because, like you said, it's all about in raising. Certain things there's other things that I can't sit up and have here. But it was other things that happened that led me to conclusion. Like I said, I studied sociology and deception and all this kind of stuff. Once I looked at everything as a whole, that was just something very strange there that I just tried to agree with. And when I made my things known, and then I came under attack, it was like, hey, he got to get out of here. You know, he disrupting, you know, what has always went on. And so all I want to say is we need more dialogue between the black man and black woman. We need conflict resolution. Once we're in conflict with each other, destroy the black unit. The destruction of black people and what's going on in our community is the root cause of what's happening to us now. So when we're all divided, attacking each other, that's when they can express us the worst.
Yeah, like I said, you're 100% right. I think, like I said, people definitely affect on communicating with each other when we're in our relationship. Because, like I said, I've had a powerful experience with me, you know, with my relationship personally, is that, you know, and I'm not just blaming my partner. My lack of communication skills is not what they should be, and that's because started from slavery. You know, you didn't communicate properly because of damage, and lack of communication was passed down from generation to generation. So I didn't realize how much poor communication skills black people have overall, because that's what they taught, whether it's, you know, they taught that communication skills in school, because they don't want to really, you know, to be healthy, you know, that mindset. And they hold us back in 2 years, they take me to them in school system. And also, we're taught poor communication skills from our parents, because they were taught that. And it's been passed down from generation to generation. So I think we need to make more further effort as black people to work on our communication skills, definitely. And I came to that realization through my relationship that really, like, our communication skills is, like, atrocious. And I think that's one of the main reasons why, you know, black love is the world. Because if we can't communicate with each other, you don't have anything. Like I hear black men all the time say that black women have attitudes and stuff like that. But what they don't realize is that the same things that they say about black women is a reflection of who they are. Because we're the same. We have, we come from similar circumstances or the same circumstances. And we have similar attitudes. You know, the bad part of attitude is the same. We have to be, you know, to protect ourselves. So, like I said, you know, because they don't want to see themselves, you know, that it's understandable because it's easy to deal with someone who doesn't have our mindset, you know, so it's easy to step outside the way and deal with somebody else who doesn't share our experiences. That's just the fact. That's just the fact that we deal with each other, you know, we know how to communicate. Yeah. So, and like I said, the other thing we need to focus on is morals and just respecting each other when we do communicate, because that's definitely lacking, as you can see in the group. And just among, you know, it's a lot of people that, you know, respect. Like, we shouldn't be able to talk, you know, what I call crazy to one another and talk disrespectfully. We shouldn't even feel the need to do that ever. We should be able to communicate to each other and respect them out always.
And what I want to say is, if anybody out there listening is dealing with a situation like this, where you got a custodial parent who all eager, happy, and bragging and trying to go down there and push that bike to put that downtown, DHR, is to see if that other person has any relatives or friends in the black conscious community. You can go and talk to that person and say, hey, give this sister a chance to try to work this out before you involve the state. Because nothing good has ever came out of the state involvement in a black family structure. So if you know somebody related to these people, see if they can go talk some sense into them and let them know that the damage that they're doing dealing with this racist, supremacist structure that's only there to keep up tension between the parents and the kids of the child. So you got about 30 seconds if you want to wrap it up.
Okay, well, what I want to say, so is I hate to hear that you're going through that, but trust me, I understand where you're coming from. Anybody out there that's going through the same thing, I understand. It's not fun, you know, and we definitely, you know, I'm glad you and I are doing the work, you know, that it's going to take to fix this issue in our community. But like I said, it's definitely an issue involving the court system because we don't have the protection, you know, and we don't communicate effectively. And like I said, we don't have those type of morals to really want what's best for our children. So that's all I want to say in person. I feel it. And like I said, I thank you for sharing your story.
Hey, this is April. This is your baby, and I can't wait till you take it over. It's gonna be completely yours. We're working on that. This whole thing is gonna be yours, and I'm gonna step back to the side. I love your opinion and voice, and I've been getting a lot of feedback from females telling me that they appreciate me putting the feminine voice on there. And I just tell them I'm so glad to have somebody who has a background in psychology and mental health counseling, and who has experienced things like this to be on the show. And soon this is going to be the April Gail Lee show very soon. I look forward to talking to you real soon. We'll be in contact, and we're going to work this thing out. And
yes,
the next time or soon, the show is going to be a 2-hour long show. So get ready for that.
Okay. No, you guys were fine.
Bringing more to power. They can't stop us. Check us out on Huntsville Black. .com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com.
It's the rap. Hip-hop.
Check us out on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Another place where we're bringing forces to power.